You're listening to the Bears Brothers podcast and postgame show, the place where Bears fans across the globe hang out online after every Bears game. Now get ready, because it's time to bear down. Bear down.
Welcome back, Bears fans, to another episode of the Bears Brothers Podcast. I'm your host, Nicholas Moriano, and I have an exclusive and special episode for you today. Recently, I was selected to receive a Bears hoodie and Bears flag that has been transformed for Hispanic Heritage Month into what is called an animal místico, or what the art is, alebrijes, basically colorful art that represents mythical creatures. And this interview that you're about to hear is from the artist himself, Chema Scandal, who is a graphic artist from Mexico City. He talks about his upbringings, what went into making the Bears mascot look the way it does, and why the Chicago Bears and Miller Lite teamed up in the first place to make the Bears mascot into an animal místico. With that said, here's my interview with Chema Scandal.
Hello.
Hi, Chema?
Yes?
Hi, this is Nicholas Moriano from the Bears Brothers.
Moriano?
Yes, Nicholas Moriano from the Bears Brothers. How are you doing today?
Oh, good.
Good, that's awesome. I'm glad to have you on to do this phone interview. It's exciting to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So I don't want to take up too much of your time, so do you just want to get... What was that?
This is for a podcast?
Yeah, a Bears-oriented podcast. Yes, sir. So, might as well just get started so I don't take up too much of your time. But, Chema, could you Chema, could you give us a brief background about yourself to give the listeners of the Bears Brothers podcast an understanding of who you are?
Sure. Hello, my name is Chema Scandal. That's my graphic artist name. I am from Mexico City originally, and I live in Chicago now. As a graphic artist, I do a lot of printmaking, a lot of prints. I've been doing murals and illustrations, basically.
Gotcha. And you've been living in Chicago for how long now?
I moved to Chicago in 2011, so almost 7 years now, yeah.
And how has that transition been for you, from going from Mexico City to Chicago?
Well, Chicago is a very welcoming city, especially for the arts. And well, I moved here because my girlfriend is from here. So.
Oh,
yeah,
gotcha.
That was a good reason.
Yeah, that is a good reason. Go where the girlfriend's at, for sure. So, Chema, I believe that everyone has a story of how they got into whatever their passion is. For me personally, one day I was just watching ESPN about NFL topics and saw a man by the name of Field Yates, and I reached out to him on Twitter. And after receiving an email from him, how he got into the sports journalism business, I was fully committed to being a sports journalist going into my sophomore year at Iowa. So, Chema, where did your passion to become a graphic artist come from?
My passion, I think, comes from looking at a lot of books my mom had when I was growing up in Puebla, which is a small city south of Mexico City. And I got a lot of inspiration from the, you know, illustrations and some encyclopedias we had. So I think that got me into drawing a little. And then my dad, he actually noticed how I was enjoying doing it. So he brought more art books and, you know, like artists specifically. Well, I remember Rubens and, of course, José Guadalupe Posada. So I was having a lot of exposure to this kind of of artistic materials, and I basically grew up with that.
Gotcha. And these books that your mom would have, what kind of books were they? Were they just like coloring books or what kind?
We had a lot of, I remember an encyclopedia. We had fairy tales and, children books. But the illustrations and the art was very, very nice, very appealing. And I remember there were a lot of different illustrators. So I could see the different styles and the way they were working with different techniques, you know. So I think I really enjoyed that. And also my mom, she's a biologist, but she also paints, not as a professional artist, but she exposed us to play with the acrylic paints and of course chalk and oil. So we were having fun, but also we were experimenting.
Gotcha.
With the materials and stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome. So Chema, since this is a podcast, people are obviously going to listen to our conversation. So I'm going to challenge you to describe what your artwork looks like for someone that has never seen your art, or for the person that may be in an art gallery, maybe walking the streets of Chicago, or just looking up art on the internet. How can they distinguish your work from someone else's and basically say, that right there, that's Chema's work? How would you describe what your work is like?
Well, that was a question or a challenge for my illustration professor in college. Asked us to describe our work too, and I was studying it 11 years ago at the UNAM in Mexico City, and I think my generation is. Was very, very influenced by digital art. So I took a step out of that, I would say a lot of cold illustration patterns. And I went back to doing everything by hand. So I called my teacher and I told him my technique was called dirty technique, which translates something like a técnica cochina. and I'm saying this because I really enjoy doing a lot of work in inking, and then I was using the computer. So my work is pretty, I would say, it has a lot of errors, a lot of imperfections, if you want, but it's a raw style. So if you see my work, it's pretty similar to a print, to a relief print, but it has a lot of movement and a lot of texture. And, basically it's like a handcraft too.
That's interesting. There's a lot of components that go into it. And some of those things are Caribbean and Jamaican tunes. That's also something that's prevalent in your work as well, correct?
Yeah, I really enjoy the Caribbean and Jamaican music, so I try to mix it with my graphic work.
And you also do artwork on various types of masks, is that correct?
On what, sorry?
On masks, like Lucha Libre masks?
Not really. Well, I started using a mask.
Okay.
And then I designed my own mask. So I had them done for me in Mexico City, yeah.
Okay.
And every time I go, I try to have a new one because I know this ex-wrestler who became a mask maker, and he's the one that has been manufacturing them for me.
Okay, I see. So you're also big into wrestling?
Yeah, I really like Lucha Libre. Mostly it's, you know, the visuals, and it's a very graphic culture, all the stuff that surrounds the actual sport.
Yeah,
and in Mexico it's pretty popular, so I really enjoyed the process of how they used to make the big posters, and of course all the colors and, you know, different patterns, and the whole idea of having this yin yang, the good versus the evil, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. And Chema, let's go into why we are having this conversation in the first place. Miller Lite sent me this awesome one-of-a-kind Bears hoodie and a giant flag that is currently hanging up in my room next to my Bears flag and my Iowa Big Ten 10K shirt. But this flag that I got, it looks amazing. And it's made in your version of what the Bears mascot, but as an animal místico. First, yeah. What was the reasoning to transforming the Bears mascot into an animal místico for Hispanic Heritage Month?
Well, it was invented by Miller Lite and as a co-production with the Bears. And this project became as a Miller's celebration to celebrate the fans, you know, because the Latino fans and the sports fans in general, they are super passionate, and we wanted to give them a little back, so they invited us to make this project, and I think it worked out well.
Yeah, no, it definitely did. I mean, it's an amazing, you know, just design that you have here, and I'm looking at it right now, and I see what looks like scales/feathers, various shapes such as ovals, circles, triangles, all sizes. And to me, it just looks fierce and like a mythical creature that is the Chicago Bears. So where did your inspiration come from to make the Bears mascot look the way it does?
Well, the Animales Místicos comes from a handcraft from Oaxaca called Alebrije. And Alebrije is, well, in Oaxacan, but Mexican culture, they represent power, courage, and strength. And we wanted to portray that into the mascot, of course, of American football, right? They are super tough, but we wanted to mix it with the you know, all the details and the fantastic features that have those animals. So we as you said, we put scales on it, also like feathers and some patterns that are like magical, but still it looks like the bear we all know.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it looks amazing. A lot of our fans from the Bears Brothers, they're, you know, wanting to see, you know, where they can get something like that. But how long did that mascot take to, you know, complete?
The whole project took us around 2 months. Yeah, like 2 months from, you know, having meetings with their staff and ping pong and some ideas. And then, of course, I was proposing some sketches, sending them over, and then having meetings. Because we wanted to keep, especially the colors of their teams, pretty similar, right? Alebrijes use a lot of very colorful and neon fluorescent different palettes. But we decided to stick to the team's colors.
Okay, and what was the most challenging part of making this design, if there was a challenge?
Yeah, well, the whole thing was a challenge, especially trying to translate the graphic into the produced hoodie, because we weren't sure how to make the actual hoodie. As you know, as you've seen it, the bird comes into your head when you put the hoodie on. And we wanted it to be still like a bird, and also you could look at it, but we weren't sure if we needed to complete the whole face of the bird, or we could just use like a regular hoodie, like it came at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we were also thinking about adding some patterns, you know, probably the chest and on the back of the hoodie. But at the end, we decided to just use the main part of the head.
Yeah, and it definitely works. I'm really thankful for that hoodie. It looks amazing. And are fans going
to... Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you. Are fans going to be able to see this version of the Bears mascot anywhere? Obviously, I know what it looks like, but I'm just curious if the Bears plan on unveiling your artwork anytime soon.
Well, the campaign is already on. Mm-hmm. I think it has been live for over 1 week now, and there are some billboards in the city.
Oh, nice.
I've seen that some bus stops, and I think they were going to do some smaller billboards for the public transportation.
That's
but
great.
For now the flag and the hoodie is just for big fans like you.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, with that being said, like I've told you, like I said earlier, some fans are reaching out. They're saying they need to get this flag. They need to get this hoodie. Will any of that go on sale at any point?
I'm not sure. Right now, it's just like an experiment for this month. And I know they were giving away some boxes with the kit you got. I think they were just being chosen online. And they were asking people to use the hashtags Hispanic Heritage Month and Mirror Light.
Yeah. And I've already shared it plenty of times, and that's why people are asking me, oh, where do I get this stuff? But, you know, we'll see what ends up happening there. And, Chema, since we are on the topic of the Bears, I assume that you're a fan?
I'm a fan of the team, them.
Yeah, so, I mean, what do you think of this team being 3-1 right now? They had a big win last week. What do you think of this team right now?
Well, I think they have very good chances to advance. And for me, the very important part of a team like Verse is the following and all the backing that people give to them. So for me, it's like an energy. Of course, the players are on the field, but the fans and the supporters are probably more important.
Yeah, those fans, they're very passionate about their Chicago Bears football and, you know, seeing the Bears win.
Last Sunday, people were just tweeting about it, and they were going crazy before the game. So it was pretty nice to see that, especially online. I was following them, and it was pretty nice to see the reactions of people.
Oh, yeah. And I was actually at that game on Sunday. People were having an amazing time at the game. And speaking of fandom, what's the fan base like in Mexico for the NFL?
Fan base, I would say the Cowboys.
Okay.
Dallas is a very big team over there. That's a big following, and I actually think they have played over there a couple games in the season. I don't know.
Yeah, they do. They schedule one game each year to be played in Mexico City, and the big one this year is the Kansas City Chiefs and the Los Angeles Rams, who are both undefeated. So I'm sure that I'm sure that the fans there, they're going to be, you know, open to seeing a very good game. But so I don't want to keep you much longer, Chema, but going back to your artwork, What do you have planned in the future? Are there any important shows that your artwork will be featured in, or are you currently working on another piece? What do you have planned?
Well, I do a lot of independent projects, so I am always looking for new stuff, and also they are contacting me, especially bands, music bands, different clients. I usually post all of my work online. You can find me as Chema Scandal on social media, and yeah, I'm working on a solo show for next year, 2019, which is going to be backed by a very well known gallery here in Chicago. So we're still talking about it, but I'm working on that.
Gotcha. And so that's going to happen early 2019. You said.
Pardon me.
That's going to happen in 2019?
Yes, this year.
Well, you know, Chema, I just want to thank you so much for coming on and giving your insight on how you made that amazing Bears logo and just, you know, giving some insight about your life, how you got into, you know, the passion of being a graphic artist. Just want to thank you very much for being on with me.
No, thank you for having me. And I'm very, very glad to be with you and all the best for the podcast and, of course, the team.
All right, Chema. You have a great night.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed that exclusive interview with Chema Scandal. Again, follow him on Instagram at Chema Scandal. That's CHEMASKANDAL. You could see what Chema Scandal's artwork actually looks like, and he has a bunch of posts on there, so make sure to give him a follow. And also, make sure you check out the rest of the content that comes out this week and next week leading up to the Bears matchup against the Dolphins. Until next time, Bear Down, Chicago. Bear Down!